Eduardo Guzmán, we get exclusive shit.
Yeah. All right, what do we got?
We got an album.
Ya, dilo.
With Iván Cornejo and El Sabón Armado.
100%.
Wait, what? Wait, a whole album?
Yeah, you want to see it?
I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that motivated me to buy an accordion. I'll give you some chocolate, though.
The Smoke Me Out Tour.
How is Smoke Me Out Tour coming back with that name if it was from...
Relax.
Okay,
Wait, fine. But who do you guys think is going to be on the Smoke Me Out Tour?
HP.
Okay.
Nata.
His got weak when he thought of Nata.
Who do you think is going to be the clothing?
I was about to say that. No, who... Oh, that's a good question.
No.
Nata.
Yeah. Nah, JOP.
Oh. No, I think
As of right now,
JOP is killing it.
As of right now,
yeah. Wait. Fuerza.
Okay, we're not gonna argue about this. We're gonna let you guys decide.
Comment down below.
Who is? How would you say more popping?
Who's gonna be the closing show at the Smoke Me Out tour?
Who's sucking more dick? Chicken. No, I'm playing. Cut that out.
We don't cut anything out.
Soy el ratón.
Soy el mío, soy Guzmán, hijo del Chapo.
Go for it.
Mi nombre es El Chivaldo.
You go on TikTok. Soy el ratón. Soy el ratón. Swipe. Soy el ratón. Swipe. Soy el ratón. Swipe. Su sonrisa. Swipe. Soy el ratón.
Damn, that song's going so hard.
It made Angel want to buy an accordion.
Did I?
That one... Well, yeah, sort of that one, but also Los Alegres del Barranco.
But we're going to get a deal.
My goal is to play one of their songs.
You're going to be on my song?
Yeah, hopefully. If I play.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Augusto Baba podcast, episode number 40. Thank you for clicking.
Welcome back, familia. Good to see you guys again.
Viewing and subscribing.
Episode 40. Thank you guys so much for the support since episode one. It's kind of crazy to think that people wait on the podcast every week.
I know. I've been seeing like a lot of comments of like, oh, like you guys make my Mondays better, and I think it's dope, honestly.
I remember one time like it just hit me out of nowhere. Like I was reading the comments.
Yeah,
I was
right?
Like, damn, I can't believe I do that shit. Like
I know.
I just like talk.
Yeah, having some people that people wait for every week. Yeah.
Also, guys, we have two separate channels. We have this one, and then we have a second channel called Augusto Exclusive. Right there, we don't talk about music. We talk about Angel and Keiko going out partying and getting drunk and throwing up on G-Wagons and fighting over girls.
That's the one from last week.
And getting... if you get it, you get it.
And then the time when you guys accidentally did the Eiffel Tower or some shit like that with each other?
No.
Not
yet.
Hey, but it's episode 40.
Huh?
Yeah. Episode 40, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but we just wanted to make that distinction between this one, which is Augusto podcast, and the other one is the exclusive one, where we just talk about ourselves, stuff that happened to us.
Yeah.
This one's about music.
And the other one's funnier.
To make that distinction. And this one comes out every Monday. The other one comes out
every
Wednesday. Sometimes Thursday.
Wednesday
is going to come out.
My vlogs are going to come out Thursdays.
Mine comes out Tuesday.
Yeah, Dick. Guys, my vlogs are gonna come out. I just don't know when.
I might need another day so I can drop mine.
Angel has been lagging for the past 2 months. We're all back to vlogging.
Make sure
to subscribe to all our channels. And
make sure to subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to mine. Don't subscribe to his.
What is your channel consist of, Keiko?
Oh yeah. Introduce the
channel. Yeah. Because I think you
some pendejadas. To be honest,
last video I think you found Bigfoot, huh?
Oh yeah.
Giggle's the worst at thumbnails and clickbait.
I clickbaited one time.
Like, you went to go see a house, you're like, bought my dream. How's that fucking...
We were gonna get it.
Yeah, but the title.
Wait, what happened? When did you guys get the house?
It was an uneven pay, so it was like...
How much?
I was paying $1,300. I was paying... It was like 27.
27, okay.
It was like three stories.
And they were paying $800, and I was paying the remainder.
But I think we were splitting $800.
And I don't even think you're getting a parking spot.
No, I wasn't getting a parking spot.
You were going to get the master and the parking.
Yeah, you were going to get the master.
Bitch, I'm never home.
I was going to sleep in the fucking closet, bro.
Yeah, but they have to leave your parking for when you get back.
By the way, guys, we live in Orange County. So it's
you're almost
it's
really there.
I know.
It is expensive.
So like if you're from like Texas, you're like, what the fuck? Like no.
Would you guys ever consider moving out for a couple of months just for the experience?
Like Texas?
Like Texas, Colorado, Arizona.
Big ass houses.
I've been telling him we should move out so we could, to a content house so we can make some content.
I've been trying to move out with these guys and Angel.
Mom, if you're watching this, I want to keep living with you.
What do we got for today? What do you got for today, Kiko?
We got some cheese, man.
Kiko, we said that we got some cheese, man. We got some good shit today.
What do we got?
We got some exclusive stuff.
Exclusive.
Oh, we actually do have exclusive news that I don't know if we can say it, but Kiko's going to say it.
Let's start with that. Straight from the apple tree.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, straight from the source.
Straight from the main source.
Let's start with that.
First time he ever comes with the source. He'll say information, but won't back up his source ever.
I don't know who it was, but I forgot his name.
But it's true, though.
He said it once on a live. That's how you try to get me. No, yes, but this time 100% confirmed. Everything that he says
is 100%
backed by me.
Come on, guys, we're at Gush Bob. We get exclusive shit.
All right, what do we got?
An album.
Ya, dilo.
With Iván Cornejo and Eslabón Armado.
100%.
Wait, what?
A whole album? You want to see it?
I believe you.
Yeah, an album.
Wow.
Damn.
A whole album.
An album of Eslabón and Danny Lux too, and then an album of.
Iván Cornejo.
What if that's like the new duetos, like a whole album?
Yeah.
Instead of one song.
I mean, that reminds me of Bad Bunny and J Balvin when they dropped the.
Bad Bunny. Every episode. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny this, Bad Bunny
that. Conejo malo.
Mi conejito malo.
Conejo malo. Quiero que me meta la zanahoria.
I'm going to go see him.
And we got the name of the song from Polo and Iván Cornejo as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
What is it called? Polo song?
Huh? Oh, it is Polo song. Yeah,
How did you say it earlier? He's like, Riste.
It's called Triste.
Triste.
Yeah.
Triste?
I think that was already out.
Almost. Oh, just to confirm.
Do you know when it's coming out?
No, but I can find it out by the end of this episode if you guys want to know.
Damn, he's flexing.
Chill out. I don't think you should get that. Yeah, I don't think you should put that in because, like, you know, they got...
Just relax.
They need time to promote and shit, you know? But...
He's going to say you're asking too much stuff.
One of the big places to promote stuff like
that. So just to confirm, Gecko, from a close source... A really close source and
from the source.
From the source.
Stop, let's zoom in.
We are getting an EP or an album?
Yes, el EP de Los de la O. And the new album dueto with Polo is done. And the music video called Tristes also coming. New album dueto with Eslabón is confirmed.
Eslabón is confirmed. 100%. Iván Cornejo.
Confirmed.
And Eslabón.
So you guys heard it here first. You guys didn't hear it over there.
You heard it right here. Damn.
That's the signature, huh?
Hey. No cap. But Los de la O made a comeback.
They did. I thought it was quick.
Really good comeback.
I listened to the whole album and I really liked it.
They're actually making an album with Iván Cornejo too. There's gonna be a lot of collaborations this year.
This is a year of the duetos.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think is dope? That we have really good relationships with all these, you know, artists, managers, that they're able to share these type of informations. Because, like, I don't think you would share that with just anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to share with...
With the worst one.
With the one that's fucking less reliable from, or responsible. Okay, I said responsible.
You're reliable. What are you, fucking reliable. Car?
What are you, his Camaro?
Well, the way it grows.
Fuck you, bitch. They actually took it to the shop and then they're like, nothing's wrong with it.
Really?
Like, what the fuck?
Maybe it's just kind of like how to... Damn. Weird. Maybe it was too cold or something?
I was going to say something, but no, I was like, nah, never mind.
See,
I was just going to be like, the way the girls ride me, yeah, I could be a car. Just kidding, but...
We were going to give you the same bullshit.
I'm sorry if you guys had to hear that.
If you're contemplating on hitting him up on Instagram,
hit me up.
Don't do it.
Oh, I forgot to mention, also guys, buy our merch at wushababot.com. If you guys buy our merch, we're going to announce a winner.
Next month.
I don't know the exact date, but pretty soon to fly out, film an episode with us, meet three artists or two, and then go to a concert.
The Junior H concert?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I
don't know if they'll be able to come with us, but we could get them a ticket.
No.
Damn, so copy your merch so you guys could get
Junior H
placed
concert
into the raffle, the giveaway, because I think that's going to be fucking dope. Super exclusive shit.
Wait, we're doing two or one?
To what? To, I think we should do someone, and they could bring like a friend, so they don't feel like so.
And we're gonna go party
if they're 21 plus.
Yeah.
Eh, who cares? <Just kidding. laughs>
If not,
and if you're we'll under 21, Disneyland, you have to bring your parent.
Bring, okay. Bring your
parents. They gotta sign up permission slip.
Wait, sign up permission slip. Little, and still bring your parents.
A little waiver or what?
A permission slip that you're allowed to drink.
And a proof of negative COVID test.
Negative?
Because y'all might be like Jason and fucking go out with COVID and shit.
Stupid.
If you guys want to know what
what happened. Did,
I can't even speak on
that. Everyone has their own opinion. So go watch that video.
The Smoke Me Out tour.
Yes.
That's my topic.
I have it right here, but I don't have the trailer.
You guys cannot take that away from me.
Wait, I have a question.
I worked hard.
How is Smoke Me Out tour coming back with that name if it was from
Relax?
I
don't know why that picture came out. That's from the food community.
Damn,
that kind of looks like Angel.
Hey, he looked like Jason when you guys were chilling right there at your apartment. Remember where you guys used to live?
All right, let's watch the trailer.
So, this trailer is Smoke Me Out Tour Rancho Mille 2022.
Wait.
After Alex Formigado Cita said he did not want that to happen.
I know.
He said he would have been pissed if that happened.
He said he would have been
and pissed. And it happened.
That's crazy.
Wait, from Rancho?
Yeah, Rancho Mille Mira.
Yeah,
they're naming it still Smoke Me Out.
It's about 24 hours ago.
I thought that was Legado's name.
Yeah.
Didn't they say, if they use it, we can take it to court? Well, they're already going to court, so.
No, okay.
I mean, they.
Just to back it up a little bit, they did not say we're going to take you to court. They just said they were going to be very angry. So I feel like they know that.
They probably had that shit fucking registered.
That's bad. No, I don't think so.
I don't think that they had it registered. They just kind of felt, like that was theirs.
As you could tell.
But not legally.
Damn.
Yeah, so legally Jimmy could still use it.
Cocksucker.
Wait, who? Who's a cocksucker? Oh, Angel?
Why?
You gotta come down. Shut the fuck up, Jason, pull his leash.
Guys, we're
having problems.
I'm gonna talk about this on the second channel of what's going on with these two.
Nothing is going on.
Play the trailer.
Smoke Me Out tour.
Nothing was going on. They're instigating this trailer.
You guys still look mad at each other. Ready?
Crazy gorilla.
Smoke Me Out for 2022. It's about coming on.
No,
they probably had a careful fight for it.
Damn, I have something to say about the trailer.
All right, what?
Props to whoever made the trailer, because that shit looked lit. Like, I feel like they try to make it like a movie. Yeah. But obviously it's a trailer, but I feel like they really took that to the next level. In terms of... Because normally it would be like...
But it was like the song in the back. Yeah. Oh,
but it's like, you know,
they really tried with that. I got excited until I remember that I was not gonna be there.
So you're not excited anymore? Shut up, you're still excited.
So who do you think is gonna be the closing?
I was about to say that. No, who? Oh, that's a good question.
No.
Nata.
Yeah. Nah, JOP.
Oh. Nah, I think
as of right now,
JOP is killing it.
As of right now,
wait. Fuerza.
Okay, we're not gonna argue about this. We're gonna let you guys decide.
Comment down below.
Who is? How would you say more popping?
Who's gonna be the closing show at the Smoke Me Out tour?
Who's sucking more dick? Chicken. Nah, I'm playing. Cut that out.
We don't cut anything. Jimmy, we want to be loud.
Because they always closed it, right? When
Legado. And then I think it was
Legado started closing it, and then
Fuerza Regida
started. Yeah. And then the guitarra closed it one
and
year,
then
no?
COVID closed it.
My bad.
That's fucked up.
You said you literally don't care about COVID and you went out with COVID.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't give a shit about
COVID. No, you
people like you. People like you that shit closed down.
No, people like you.
People like you.
People like you.
People like you.
Let me.
Like you.
I'm not going to say anything. No comment.
That's Wait, fine. But who do you guys think is going to be on the Smoke Me Out tour?
HP.
Okay.
Nata. Hijo de Garcia. Junior H.
Of course.
JOP.
Yes.
Ovi?
No, I don't think.
Novi?
I don't think though.
He has to be on there.
Okay, what do you think?
He's a top.
He's a yeah?
Rancho Humilde. He's top in Rancho Humilde.
Yeah.
I feel like he's top in like his own little section.
Yeah.
Like not in the regional, but like the
gets hit in his little room.
The reggaetoneros. He's top in the reggaeton.
No, definitely not. Like, because reggaeton is like.
Yeah, but I feel like.
Magnitude's bigger.
Yeah.
But I feel like his music
isn't hitting.
Can I have one of you guys talk at a time?
Dude, I was about to say.
You animals talk one at a time. He's like.
The one's like.
I started. He started fucking pushing me off.
I'm trying to talk because I don't know about the other topic.
I'm going
to
put you guys with some dog teasers.
That's what we're like.
No, because I feel like Ovi's, what's that word? Like his music doesn't really fit like the topic. Not the topic, but
not, doesn't fit in.
It's not the smoke.
Their style of like their music, like their music is more like tumbado shit. Ovi's is more like
it's not tumbado. It's like smoke me out or like. Hijo de Garcia are gonna be there.
You're gonna smoke out. You're gonna smoke weed to like a reggaeton type of shit. Like
people do.
Yeah, but like their fan base is more like.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Okay,
already.
Fuck you then.
This way, just end it.
Okay, end it.
And
okay.
Thank you for watching.
I think Ovi's gonna be there. Who's gonna be there?
Also, I saw that
Justin Morales.
You think
DMG reposted the video and they said, "Oh, wait till you see the lineup." So someone in DMG.
Jose Mojel.
What?
Jose Mojia?
No, I think
Nivel Codiciado.
Yeah, because no. They did the tour with Junior.
You know what? You know how Manzana posted right. Los de la O? What are Los de la O going to be there?
Probably.
They're going to take like the biggest people. Because remember when Esteban...
Gabriela.
Was there too, and he was one of the big dogs.
Damn. Well, sometimes they... I think they only took him in Texas, no?
No, they took him like...
Oh yeah, you're right.
So I feel like this doesn't the smoke. They're basing the Smoke Me Out tour based on like the biggest hitting? People. The hit.
Well, DMG's just signed Giovanni Su Equipo Escoltado today.
Oh yeah,
oh, that'd
be cool to see them at the Smoke Me Out tour.
And I don't think they'll be.
I think they're a little bit underrated, but who knows? Anything could happen.
Maybe next year.
Yeah,
maybe next year.
And these artists are really young, so they have a lot of time to strive.
You know how we're saying that, well, we're kind of naming a lot of people from like different labels. What about like the underdogs in Rancho Humilde? You don't think they'll go and smoke me out there?
Like
who?
Or like who's underdog?
Jose Maidon?
Oscar Maidon?
Oscar Maidon. My bad. I was thinking of Jose
Maidon. What's wrong with us today? I think he'll be there.
Yeah.
Because you know how they canceled the Tumbado tour, right? They canceled it?
No, they didn't cancel it. They didn't cancel it.
No. I think it was just over.
Damn. No, they postponed it.
Because there's a lot of artists in Rancho.
Yeah, there's like 50, no?
I don't think... we covered that.
It's a book in school.
That shit has more than like the fucking Bundesliga and shit. It's like more artists than fucking soccer teams.
But cheaper by the dozen.
The fucking Liga MX and shit. All right.
No. Like, the more you buy, the cheaper it is.
Jimmy needs to fucking make a soccer team. Actually, what happened?
I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh no, no, it's, no! That we're talking about the Tumbado tour. That
3 for 5, 3 for 5.
That we did talk about how
we want to go here. We're over here talking. Hey, Jimmy, we're kidding. We want to go.
And then 2 days later,
invite us.
2 days later, hey, like Jimmy. So like, do you think like when you guys are you guys coming to LA?
Yeah.
So you guys think like you guys get like 4 tickets?
I'll delete the episodes from like episode 36.
No. We'd rather buy our tickets. Hey, but invite us.
Damn.
Do you okay? Do you guys think that there's even the slightest chance that Legado comes back as solistas? Well, not like I'm not
solistas.
No. Wait. I mean independent.
Come back as independent. They aren't.
To the Smoke Mail tour. Because
Imagine. Imagine like you're going to court with someone and it's like, hey, you want to be part of the Smoke Mail tour?
Like I'll just pay you off
to pay for the tour.
I'll pay you off. I just want you on the tour. You'll bring me more money.
It
so
would
I'll
be
just
a big
that.
Surprise, but it won't. You think Arsenal's gonna be there? they were kind of like,
to be honest,
no.
If they drop anything this year, then they'll probably preview it on the Smoke Me Out tour. But besides that, I don't think so.
What about Porte Diferente? What happened to Porte Diferente?
They took an album.
They got an album, really?
Yeah.
They just
took a collab album with someone.
Well, I don't know if you guys caught it, but last time when we had, he said it was sad, the situation that Porte Diferente had going on with Rancho.
I didn't hear that.
Aren't they construction workers?
Yeah.
I was trying to be slick about it.
Here, Keiko, let me tell you all the secrets.
Damn.
I mean, I didn't ask.
Well, yeah. We wish you the best, you know? Hopefully.
Wait, you said they're construction workers? They were construction.
Yeah, I know. They're probably building a house.
I remember someone from Porte Diferente.
He probably signed them as a fucking bottle builder.
That's not fair. That's fucked up.
That is disrespect.
No. I'm kidding. That
is disrespect. You're going to get cut off?
That.
No. We cannot laugh at someone else's hustle.
Yeah, you can't.
No, we're not laughing about it. We're making it into a positive
situation. You're making it.
into a positive situation.
Keiko.ra. Keiko.ra.
Don't
follow me on Instagram.
Don't
follow me on Instagram.
Do not follow him on Instagram.
He's a horny dog.
But
follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? They posted what?
Oh, someone from Puerto Diferente put like... Something. They asked him something about Rancho Mila, and he put Rancho Mila money in my ass, and he was like working like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think Justin Morales is going to be there?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
I like his music. Well, I only know like 2 or 3 songs, but I think I should, you know, listen to more of his music
before.
Yeah. I mean, if they do shit like that where they just perform 2 songs, 2, 3, I think they could fit a lot of people.
Yeah. Like,
but that would be quick, no?
It depends. I think it should be like 7 artists max.
I don't know.
Why do you think that having more artists like messes up the show or what?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
Just like 2, 3, because some artists only have like they have like 2 hit songs.
Yeah,
but they have like albums. Like I'm pretty sure Justin Morales, like I only know 3, 2. I feel like a lot of people also only know.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, but then it's either like you have them play for like, you know, 45, and then dip, or yeah, like
I think only
or like 25 and then dip.
45.
Nah, I think 45 is like the main.
The main act.
Yeah, no, the opening ones on though.
Yeah, how many ones do like a song?
25.
Nah,
like probably like 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
I say 10.
Like calentar.
Anyway, no mames.
Dude, they're opening. Like the opening.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be like the opening.
Time goes by fast.
It's going to be like it's going to go like 5, 10, 15, 20. And then the last.
Well,
the closure is going to have the main part, like fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah, because then at the end, they bring out the other artists.
Yeah.
They do like, when the song, they have songs together.
Look, an opener does 5 minutes. The second guy does...
Well, I don't think it's 5 minutes. Maybe
it's an example. Oh, and then okay, the second guy does 10 minutes. He has on 15 plus the 45 on the closer. Yes, that's 1 hour. So they just break up fucking all that shit.
No, but the Smoke Me Out...
The fuck? What the fuck?
Speak right, dude. Holy shit.
Guys, how are you to back him up? I really like, do.
How do you want
to...
My body misfunctioned right there. Like, it just shut up.
Keiko said that one, then he was like, I can't talk. What should I do in life? What can I do where I don't talk a lot?
Like, your vocabulary is out for today. Cut it there.
Hey, and I texted you guys and I was like, hey, are you guys cool with like, hosting events like for the artists?
I was gonna mention that, but I was like,
I'm never gonna forget the time when we were on the Microsoft Theater with the Slavon, and he was like, thank you all for coming to support Eslavon Armado, one of the best upcoming groups.
Yeah. Bro, it's nerd, like, I was nervous as fuck.
I back you up on that. I don't think
I was looking down the whole time. I didn't know I was gonna speak. We did not agree to speak.
We did not,
bro. Once the dad hands me the mic, I look up, I'm like,
whoa. You should have just got like,
there is, dude, I should have been like,
dude, you should have. Nah, some people might have walked out.
That shit was funny though.
I would have walked out.
I saw the reactions when you pulled off my wig. I was like, fuck.
That was funny. But then I was kind of thinking like, all right, you know, Smoke Meow is one of the biggest, you know.
No, we're not doing that on there.
Event. But no. Relax.
What?
So, in a way, since like there's 50 grupos signed, it's kind of like a competition to be on like that roster. Because, dude, not all 50 are going to play. Or
some of them
are 450.
Are like, damn, they didn't put me on.
It just kind of sucks because you're getting artists from other record labels too, but like, you don't
know. Like, didn't they have Tercer Elemento for a little while, huh?
For Smoke Me Out? I don't know. But I think they might have.
Yeah.
I think.
And damn, that's kind of weird because Del Records and Rancho, I feel like they don't be working together.
Yep. I think that's when.
When have they worked together? Wait, actually, after the break.
Well, I just said how, like, there's a lot of artists trying to, you know, be on, participate in the Smoke Me Out tour and not all of them get chosen. But then I said, oh, you know, Rancho and Del Records working together, and that's
wait, Tercer Elemento was on the Smoke Me Out tour?
That's what Angel said.
But wasn't it one time like Smoke Me Out tour and then it was like Invasion del Corridors? Remember how there's like a little collaboration?
Oh, it was a Verde something. It was a 420 type of shit.
Because I remember it said Smoke Me Out tour y something else.
No, Verde tour or some shit like that. That's when Legado and then perform right there at the YouTube theater.
YouTube theater or Microsoft?
YouTube theater is new.
YouTube
theater is new.
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
Saying that or performing?
Saying that. He said that he performed it. It was on a Wednesday. Omar Reese performed there and some other fools too.
I never heard about any of that, bro. Sorry.
Have you guys heard Omar Ruiz's new song?
Oh, yeah, with the Martin Castillo?
Yeah, how does it go?
Damn, valen verga. That one?
Yeah, have you guys heard it? You heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you... What do you
I didn't like it.
I think
it,
he fell off. I think his only best song was El Americano.
Yeah.
He was popping.
That was his prime.
It was.
But, I mean...
Now he's just a retired
Remember the song?
Artist playing soccer.
What?
Yeah, he plays Sunday League Soccer.
Wait, what'd you say?
He's a retarded artist.
Retarded?
retired artist. Don't put words in my mouth. I did not say retarded. Retired.
No, I heard.
You did. You guys comment down below. He's retarded.
He's retarded, right?
I didn't. I said retired.
You said the second
You're
time.
Retarded. He's a retired.
That's right. What I mean, that's what happens a lot. You know, like, you hit a prime and then you shut down and then you try to hit it again. But it's like
not the same.
Some people
it's
just
like 10 times
trying.
Harder.
Some of them never stop trying, I think. So I think once you're up there or in your prime, whatever your prime looks like, you got to save up some money.
Hell yeah. Do some make Esteban some Gabriel shit.
Yeah.
Where he don't need music no more.
Yup, that's badass.
He actually said on one of his, the question shit, they asked him like, oh, when are you going to drop music? He like, the way I'm living, probably like in 4 months.
You need chapstick.
I do. Oh, my lips are really.
Makes me want to put on chapstick just by looking at your lips. But sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's doing other stuff. His real estate stuff. Getting his.
Yeah. And I think it's like a good thing to, like, I guess, analyze these artists and how they live. Because, you know, unfortunately, some of these artists. They go broke and, you know. It's hard for them to bounce back, but then like you see artists like Esteban Gabriel that they play smart and, you know, they basically branch out with the money that they have. So to all the younger artists that are trying to do music, you know, when you hit your prime, like Angel said, you know, save up some money and be diverse with your investments because...
Yeah, don't buy no chains.
You
no
think fuck. Like there's artists out there like, let's just say like, do you think Nata owns like any crypto, have any stuff?
Some Bitcoin maybe?
Like if anyone's... into NFTs or some shit.
I don't know. I feel most of the artists just get caught by surprise with all their success and the money, and they don't really know what to do with it. A lot of times, they spend. You know, and like that's, like yeah, that's good. But some of them, I feel like they didn't have the, like those habits of saving up or
investing.
Or maybe they just think that they're gonna keep getting more and more. Like they won't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
that's why even before you becoming your prime, if you're an artist, just try to get good habits.
So yeah,
have those in place by the time, you know, you blow up.
Yeah, and that's really going to separate you from, like...
From the rest.
From the rest, exactly. You know, maybe, like, for example, Esteban, maybe he doesn't have to do music anymore. Like, I have enough money, you know, I don't have to be stressed out no more with music.
And I thought about it, I think, aside. With anything that you do, if you do it thinking about the money, there's going to be that... added level of stress.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, this has to hit or this has to get certain amount of numbers or certain streams or get picked up by this person. But if you, you know, they play their cards right, they don't have like money issues, they can just do music a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that he basically gets 100% of his things because he's not signed to any record label.
Yeah, he's not.
He's his music provider, not music provider, but his distributor is Sony. So it's like,
they take a little cut.
Yeah. So it's like good because he still uses that shit to fucking.
I think it's like 15-20%.
Yeah. And it's still like one of the top.
Yeah.
Music fucking companies and shit. And then he has his record label too. He went on tour. So that was straight chilling right now. Like, he does tour when he wants. Fucking real estate.
I mean, not to, you know, I feel like that's what we see, but I'm pretty sure he is, you know, grinded. Definitely grinded.
Hard work pays off, you know? He put in the work. I remember I wouldn't fuck with his music when we first started the podcast.
Really?
Really?
Oh, really? You didn't like his anymore?
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I didn't like it, but then I started listening to it more, and it just caught on to me. Now we're friends.
Yeah,
he follows me.
Yeah. He was saying this whole like motivational speaker.
He's like, he follows me, by the way.
When it pays off, and it ended in like, yeah, he follows me.
He just wanted to say that, huh? And he's like, hey, Stefan, hit me up. And then we go through the DMs, just giggle. Yo, I'm in Texas. What are we going to do?
What's that, mom?
We're actually going for his birthday.
Wow. I hope so.
I hope so. Well, so I'll be like, you, my boy.
My parents didn't let me go.
Relax.
Pussy.
Fumble the bag.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of want to shift it towards the regional changing a little bit. Or you could kind of start seeing the...
What do you mean changing?
Huh?
What do you mean changing?
Like, well, I don't know. We could talk about it, but like...
No.
No, all right, man.
Just kidding. I don't know what you're talking about.
But like, you know, I saw Nata... Grupo Firme.
Oh, yes.
Part of Coachella. So that's big for the regional.
Last year was Los Tucanes, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was last year, then?
Yeah, that was last year. They were playing like Chona
AEG Presents has a branch called AEG Presenta now. And they were the ones promoting the Latin artists at the lineup for Coachella this year. Cuco's going to be there. Grupo Firme, of course. Wait, what was the other one?
Nata.
And like these
Ed
other...
Maverick.
Oh, Ed Maverick, yeah.
And these other artists that...
Compa Juancho.
I personally don't know.
Compa Juancho.
El que te dejó el culo ancho.
He fell for it. Dude, I knew that. I didn't even look at him.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, so...
Teco Lancho.
So I think there's this new effort of these outside companies that are not traditionally, you know, regional Mexicano or Mexican companies. I think that's how you could say it. That are just trying to... take the genre higher
level,
because AEG Presents, you know, they do Coachella and, you know, it's not their main thing, Spanish music, but you know, they're branching in and they're trying to push it forward, and I think that's great, and I think it'd be greater if you guys invite us. AEG Presenta, please.
All that speech just is fucking...
Like the regionals getting up there,
like,
you know?
Yeah, and AEG Presenta is really,
you know, for a change, for a change.
For a change, invite Augusto.
And that's just crazy.
That's in my dream since I'm like 17.
That's pretty cool, like, that we're actually the big... This could be one of the biggest... I can't pronounce it.
Collaboration.
Yeah, of... both genres, like English and Spanish, at the same event, like, it's best of both worlds. to be honest, it is, because they have the best artists that are performing there from both sections. Like, the fuck? Like, when have you ever imagined Grupo Firme performing at Coachella
with Kanye? Huh?
With Kanye?
Wait, like, no, it's not Kanye. It's Ye.
Oh my God! What
is Ye?
Ye.
Oh, it's Ye.
Well, it sounds like no, Ye, but...
I thought it was Ye.
Why Jesus. Something like that? Why did he change it?
Like, Kanye.
I know Jesus.
Ye. Oh, Ye, my bad.
Oh, I thought it was Jesus.
No.
Fuck you then.
But then, imagine you see fucking Kanye and Grupo Firme jamming out.
Like, taking a shot with each other? Hey,
yeah,
compa.
I think that video would go viral.
That would go viral.
Like, that fool dancing in the back, fucking...
Yeah, but
Grupo Firme getting all the artists drunk before even performing, and...
Yeah, honestly, Grupo Firme.
Please don't get too drunk. We gotta
It's gonna be
play a good show, you know. So
it's gonna be
more
talking hard. About drunk. Have you guys seen that video with Remy Valenzuela? Stupid fucked up.
Yeah,
that looks sad.
Wait, was that when he was performing on stage? Okay, yeah, I saw that one on TikTok.
You guys saw
that's the one I
saw. Yeah, that shit was crazy. I feel bad for the accordion.
Yeah, that motivated me to buy an accordion. I'll give you some chocolate though.
Damn.
But did you guys see like before?
Yeah, he was like
he was pretty good right there. It looks like a stem.
You think he got paid for that gig?
What do you mean? He probably got paid first. Damn, his bajo sexo was probably like dance who fucked up.
Look what he does right here.
Nah, I like it. Oh, no,
looks sad.
Charges that his cousin put against him.
Yeah, I saw those TikToks and...
Yeah, no chill.
What did you say?
He says, boy, the charges that his cousin put against him.
Ever?
Yeah, you were here, right?
I saw it though.
Yeah, you saw it?
Yeah, because you said, oh, he's the artist that's the most hitting.
He's the hitting the hardest.
Yeah, something like that.
He's fatality-ing.
Yeah, but seeing that, he was already really drunk. He went to go grab the bottle. No one stopped him. And then after he finished that bottle, someone else, I don't know who it is, handed him another one. So, damn, what do you guys think is going on there? They see that he just...
I mean,
damn,
I feel
really
like
messed up, and they don't
they're stop. Not doing anything. Like obviously, like the musicals laugh because they work for him, and so do the staff. So,
but then again,
like your boss, like imagine on stage telling Remy no, he would, like imagine what he would do, and like
but then
what the audience would do because they want to see him perform.
But then
what if he's performing for like fucking Narcos, and then you see your musical tell him like no, and then like imagine what's gonna happen to the musical.
True,
but then or to the staff.
Go.
I was gonna say like, but Remy works for someone.
Yeah, I think there's someone,
maybe
it's part of the show to take a shot here and there.
You got something to back that up?
He works for someone?
I mean every artist works for somebody. Okay, unless you're
you
independent.
You ask them the question on the
wrong. Say it.
Huh?
Everyone
huh?
has staff, well, except us. But
he said
he
that
works for who?
Remy works for someone.
Like a regular label or like
maybe he could work like,
for
not
yeah, and they're coming at you.
Are you trying to say cartel?
Yeah, maybe he works for the cartel or
say that
record label. Yeah.
No, I did not expect this. Wait, what do you? No, just like
and he's over here. You asked him the wrong question. Of course, everybody has staff. Like, bitch, listen to what he said.
No, he
who,
said.
Who
he,
are you talking to? Who are you trying to argue with?
Him? Because I asked you, like, all right, you got something. Like,
that's what people
to back it up.
No
and then
albums.
He was like, you're like he, you asked the question wrong. Of course, Remy has staff.
Oh, like, okay.
But
he said he's
that.
Working for someone. He probably works for, you know, his record label.
Yeah, that's what I said. Record label or maybe like someone.
No, like as Sam said, like Remy is not the top one, you know? Like there's someone that could put him in check.
Yeah, there's always someone.
The boss,
you know?
But how do you think, like, what about if the artist can't finish, like, performing, you know? If they get too fucked up too early and then.
Well, he was
like Grupo Firme, they got fucked up at the Staples Center, no?
But they did their show. Wait.
Oh, okay.
Saying if they didn't, like.
Or just the gordito, no? The segunda voz? Over there?
Well, that was like.
That was on his personal time, no?
Yeah, that was on his personal time, yeah.
But yeah, that looked bad.
Damn. Imagine getting fired on your day off.
No.
I don't think you could fire an artist.
How many IVs do you think they take to recover?
I don't think they even.
Honestly, I think that it's like watered down. It's probably like half and half.
Yeah?
It's for the show, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's all water?
There's, maybe they leave a little bit in there, but it's mostly all.
They probably do drink a little bit, you know, just to like.
For the, maybe one for the nervios, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think they actually. Well, I mean.
Let's just say you guys go to like a concert and you guys see like, you know, like your favorite artist like down bad like that. Don't you think it'll kill the vibes?
Yeah, I'll dip.
Yeah, like, oh, this was fucked up. Like, he's not performing well. Like,
tiene
cara de amargado.
It's a sign of disrespect to everyone that made all these arrangements and spent all this money to go see him, and
yeah,
he wasn't able to deliver that.
Yeah, like, you know, maybe he didn't perform his best. Obviously, he didn't perform his best.
Yeah, so, someone's going on there. Hit him. Now he's gonna get another lawsuit for not performing.
God damn.
L of the week.
Also have a video of Angel Tumbado. We didn't talk about it last episode. How he was talking about how his parents told him if he signed the contract with Stream Mob that he couldn't go back home.
Damn.
And he signed it.
I see. Well,
that's kind of like sad.
And before we play that thing, like, how would you feel like? Would you feel like they're not supportive of his career, or if it was por su bien de, like, nah, si te metes en esa cosa, no te van a ayudar and shit like that. Like,
I feel like it's just like a Mexican parent thing, like, or like that traditional Mexican parents where they don't really see like
the outcome,
like the future they could have with music, social media.
It's because I feel like Mexicans, they always want to play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
like
a lot of people, a lot of people don't. Well, obviously our parents or like older generations had it way harder, so all they know is like play it safe and you'll be happy. But you know these músicos, like for example him, he's like, no, like I need to do what I love and like live off of that, you know. And a lot of parents don't see as far as like you need to survive to eat and like get yourself some shelter, and you're good with that, you know. These artists like see beyond that, you know. Dream big, like they say, you know. Tienes que ilusionar.
Yeah, right now this new like era or generation, however you call it, however you want to call it, however you say it, like, yeah, like
a lot of people like want to be musicals era?
Yeah, and it's like it's more difficult. It was difficult back then to how it is now. It's like people now just hand you a piece of paper and they say sign it, and you're signed. Like, you don't know the outcome of it, like of what they could actually have guaranteed for you. What about if you signed it and then your whole career goes down? And what about if his career didn't pop? Like, he would have became homeless. It's like, what was he gonna do there? Like,
well, think about it too, with the college diploma, it doesn't guarantee anything either.
It doesn't. Because you could go to college for fucking 12 years of your life.
A master's and get paid 18 an hour.
And apply to a job and then not get approved because you need 2 years of experience. Like,
that's crazy.
I guess nothing's really guaranteed.
No? You literally got to figure it out. Whether like you're trying to play it safe, or take the entrepreneur way, like it still gets hard.
Any way you want to take it is going to be hard no matter what. You take the easy route, it's still going to be hard because you're going to have all the NBDOs.
What's the easy route?
There is no easy route. But I'm just saying, like,
can you make this a highlight?
there's it's more difficult. Like, you can go to school.
Yeah.
Now, people say,
oh, I think easy, you mean like more traditional.
Yeah, like, go to school, work a regular fucking job.
Work hard and it's going to pay off.
Pay off. Eventually, you're going to retire at 65 with no fucking working, like, you're going to be all wasted, no energy to fucking use the money that you worked your fucking life off. That's the easy way. Like, that's what...
That's not easy.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a traditional.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, but compared to...
Shouldn't take working, merit away from
to
that.
To working your ass off as in, like, writing music and, like,
it's pushing, just a different type of hustle, promotion. You know?
Yeah, but...
Which I'm agreeing, more, like, agreeing with you.
It's
I'm
more common. It's more common to work a 9-to-5 than to... put your music out there and to become an artist, perform on stage. Like, there's more people working jobs than like a 9-to-5 than working a fucking like signed to a record label or promoting music.
Yeah,
music.
But I think that neither one should take merit away, because working a 9-to-5, I feel sometimes people make that less than what it is. You know, mm-hmm. That's a respectable job and it has security, which, and the stuff that we do is just.
Why?
It could be good today, it could be bad tomorrow, but those people that put in the work every day, 9-to-5, you know, they know where the next paycheck is going to come. And I'm later on now, a little more mature, I'm starting to see that that has its own value as well. It's not just monetary.
I agree with the whole 9-to-5 thing and like and the security. But then again, like, I feel like it also could take a mental toll on you because, you know, it's repetitiveness. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it starts to repeat and repeat and repeat. I mean, I don't know if you've had this. Maybe you could like give us a little insight on like the repetitiveness of a job. Like, some people, like, it affects them mentally. We're like, fuck, you know, Monday to Friday, you know, I do the same shit.
Do you go through that? That you do the same thing at your job?
And then that could be like a whole mental challenge too.
Okay, before you answer that, do you do the same thing every day?
No.
Okay, so.
That's what I was going to be like.
You do
like,
a little different.
It just depends, right?
As in my job, yeah, like I don't do the same shit every day.
Okay.
But like, for example, a McDonald's employee. Not a hit on you guys who work fast food or everything, but.
Damn, why do you.
But it's more an example because they actually do everything. The same thing every day.
Yeah.
They could just put fries in a pan, fucking put that shit into the.
That's hard too, though.
Oil. No, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying they do a repetitive thing. Like with my job, it's not the same thing because I don't deliver to the same house. I don't deliver to fucking the same business. Like it's not repetitive.
It's still the same though. You're just delivering it's to not. Different houses and businesses.
It's not the same thing.
Like, it's the same activity in a different environment.
Yeah. But some days so you could be heavier or some days you could be on an easy day where like you don't do shit. Or some days you could be that.
Do you feel that you could do the same thing every day?
Nah, I wouldn't want to do
this. It's perspective, well, though, because I see my dad, he does the same stuff every day.
But
and
that's...
And he's happy.
Yeah.
Some people are happy where they are, like, it could be McDonald's and they could be happy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I used to always say, like, oh, why don't people just, like, go out there and chase their dreams and do this and do that? And
it's some hard. Some people love their job. Like, I have a guy who... that works right there at UPS. He's been there since 82.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
God damn, he built the company.
Technically, like...
the like, P is for
he was like, name. He was like, oh...
His name's UPS.
He was like, when I was... he was like, when I was your age, UP. We used to write down the tracking numbers on paper and deliver like that.
Damn. Yeah, some people get that attachment.
Yeah, and he like, oh, I'm going to retire this year. And then this year comes, he's like, no, I think I'm going to stay one more year. And it's been going on since I started driving. I've been driving for almost 3 years. And like, dude, like,
yeah. But I mean, also the reason that we were able to chase our dreams, I guess, in the beginning, is because our parents had jobs.
Yeah, and it comes down to like your purpose too, and like what really fulfills you. And like, I think we could like take away from this video what he says.
Yeah, but it just sucks because like, no shame to anybody.
Meaning, play the damn bitch.
Wait, damn bitch.
Okay, go for it.
But sometimes it has happened to me before, like. Some parents or siblings could fuck up.
AKA just siblings.
AKA his sister.
AKA his older sister.
Damn.
The one that has glasses.
I have one other sister. Could fuck up
April.
Some.
Wait, could what?
Could fuck up some people's dream. Like, some people can have potential.
I was gonna say
I don't know if I was gonna use it right, but you guys said it. So it was potential into becoming someone way bigger, like
more than what they are.
Yeah, but then they're like, nah, like this and that. Like they always see the negative shit into this, into what you want to do. Like
yeah, like the like safer.
Before, like when we're in the group, like oh, there's gonna be drunk people there, this and that. Yeah, but it's a hobby. It's not a hobby, but it's a job. Like
it's a hobby that
like it puts food on the it puts food on the table. I'm pretty sure these artists have been hanging out with worse people, but
it's like you choose your path. You know?
Yeah, us as Mexicans, they always see the negative side. Like oh, si firmas eso y no te va bien, like what are you gonna like win out of it? Nothing. So I feel like that's something that happens in. The Mexican style, like
Dan. Do you feel what were your dreams that they destroyed? No, not that they destroyed, but they looked down upon. I'm not saying
like they did, but they didn't, but they did, but they
like kind of doubted you.
Wait, what are your dreams? What are your dreams?
What do you mean? Well, I'm still. They never had told me no. Well, either way,
what's your dream?
They would tell me no, but I'll still do it, so they couldn't like basically.
They thought you're a rebelde.
Huh?
No. Wait, what are your dreams then?
I have a lot of dreams.
Okay, well, what do you want?
What is one of the dreams that you're speaking about inside your family?
They said go back to
look
UPS.
Down upon.
Oh, my record label.
Okay.
Already?
Yeah. But I didn't care. I was like, dude, music's never going to die out. Like,
no, nunca se va a dar de moda, you know?
Like, artists die out, but the style.
The business does
just switch over.
Yeah. But, dude, you could. Fucking go on and fucking build.
Yeah, dude. But I'll give you your flowers for that in front of everyone.
I never.
Round of applause, my boy Keko,
for starting this record label.
I never. Thank you. I was always told my parents and my sisters like, y'all not gonna tell me how to live my life. Like, I wanna live it how I want.
And no one should, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like that's how some people should be, but at the same time, they know more than we know. So at the same time, you gotta acknowledge
they know more than we know, but the world is a little different than
you gotta take pointers from
their experience.
Like, music was stricter back then to how it is now.
Oh, yeah.
How people said, like, oh, before it was fucking hard to get on the radio,
Vicente Fernandez.
Yeah, like all that shit. So like at the same time, you gotta think about it, like, oh, what kind of style they listen to how it is now. Like, there's pros and cons to everything, but you guys always gotta chase your dreams no matter who the fuck tells you no or yes. Do it. If you wanna do it, you do it.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy because, like,
but don't just go rebelde. Like, actually learn from what your parents have to say, because learning on your own, like, oh, chase this dream and this one didn't work out, or I'm gonna chase that, that cost one way or another.
You gotta learn to listen.
If your parents give you some advice, you know, try to take it the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I think, going back to the interview, how he was saying, oh, if you leave the house, you can't come back. I think that was kind of the parents' way of trying to maybe, like, take care of him in a way, maybe give him some advice.
That's what I learned.
We were supposed to say all of that after the
video. I know.
Wait, what? And that's what I learned, like, learn to listen, like, observe stuff. Not, I don't know if I said that shit, but, yeah, like...
observe?
Like... Yeah, like,
oh, absorb.
Absorb.
that one right there. That one.
I agree with your sister. Go back to school.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Just kidding. What happened?
But yeah, you gotta fucking see that shit and learn from it. You gotta listen. Like, they're not telling you this because they want to fuck you over or crush your dreams. They're actually giving you,
like, they're looking out for you.
Yeah, but some people don't see that shit. I didn't see that shit until it's too late to notice it, but. We chilling now, like, you know.
Respect, bro.
Yeah. I'm taking over. let's play the video.
Let's see what Angel Tumbado, you know, his story.
We already discussed it. No. We can prepare. We watched the video before.
Yeah, pues ya es cuando noté, dije, pues puedo hacer algo con esto. Y pues dije, fierro.
Qué buena onda, güey. ¿Y tu papá qué te dice o qué?
Mi papá, pues...
¿Le gusta o dice, no, hombre, cabronaros con puro pinche loco y la madre?
Pues primero sí estaban un poco tristes porque cuando me preguntaron para firmar, uh-huh. Me dijeron que nomás iba a venir por unas dos semanas uh-huh. al principio. Y pues, ok, déjame, pregunto a mis jefes. Porque, y pues les pregunté y me dijeron, si firmo el contrato, me voy a tener que ir de la casa. Y pues era una decisión.
¿Cuántos tenías, 18?
Como unos 18 años, sí. Okay. Y pues era una decisión muy...
Muy trascendente, ¿no?
Sí, pero a mí me encantaba la música en ese tiempo y pues yo quería hacer algo con eso.
Qué chingón. Y dijiste, no me importa. ¿Y cómo ha sido tu estilo de vida aquí en Los Ángeles? ¿Puro desmadre y música?
Damn, where was he born?
Or
where is
he from?
Texas,
right?
Colorado?
Oh, actually, yeah, I don't know.
Also, guys, Keiko said that he was signed to DMG. I don't know if someone could confirm that.
Yeah.
He said it like one time on this one live.
I actually heard that. And,
it's not backed up,
song,
but he said it.
But wait, actually.
He said puro DMG on a song?
No, he said DMG shit. But wait up.
Yeah, but while he looks for it, guys, listen to your parents and try to... get some good advice. But if they tell you to not chase your dreams, then don't.
Yeah, I feel like it takes like a really strong will to chase your dreams, because, you know, it's gonna cost you everything, honestly.
Yeah, it's
a majority of your life.
Yeah, I think the reason why parents sometimes don't not chase their dreams, because they think you're gonna be like decepcionado.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, I think it could. Well, I've heard like it could lead to depression too, because I saw this interview with Big Sean, and he was saying like, where like there was a time where, you know, he was about to make it, and then like it didn't turn out like how he wanted it to be, and then like he got super depressed, and like
it's very hard. It's hard.
You know, it's a lot of willpower to make it happen. And I mean, look at him now.
That's why I give props to everybody that just has a regular job, because, you know, you never know. Maybe they did try. They tried their very hardest, and they were just unlucky.
Yeah.
Back from the break.
All right, guys. We're back from the break. I want to give you guys... Wait, hold up. I want to give a shout out to everybody that, you know, attempts to chase their dreams, because it's really difficult even to like get your mindset to even attempt it. You know, a lot of people, you know, they get like, what's that word? Like, they get insecure when, you know, they attempt it and then, you know, people bash on them and shit. But like, you know, that's literally part of the game, you know.
It's all mentality.
You know, it's all mentality. Movie, you got to be really strong.
You know what movie kind of like motivates me?
Which one?
Nemo?
No.
The one with Will Smith?
Monsters,
no. Oh, Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah. The Brothers.
that one's so fucking dick.
We're in a moment of inspiration, trying to tell you guys to chase King your Kong. Dreams and listen to your parents.
Godzilla versus...
The emoji that movie. One was a good one. Pursuit of Happiness and Goal.
Pursuit. Oh, yeah, Goal is really Goal good.
Does. Yeah, Goal yeah. Obviously.
The soccer
Goal?
One, right?
Yeah. How the dad didn't believe in him.
Yeah.
Wait, the guy with his name Santi or something?
Yeah. Yeah, and then...
What was the one?
I watched that movie in English. I don't know English yet.
That fool,
just random fact, sorry.
Dude, I was barely learning English too when I was watching that movie.
That fool like became professional, and then his dad saw a game at the bar, mm-hmm. and his dad passed, and then he found out that his dad watched him. Before. And then his assistant was like, he's going to be watching you every day from now on, like from up above. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I just fucking... Psh.
What was the other one?
Dude, you know what's...
Pursuit of Happiness?
You know what's...
Huh? No, but what was it about? What happened?
I thought he was talking about Goal.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I recently watched that movie, like, I think it was like a week ago.
I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, because it says free.
Free without ads.
No, just get Netflix.
It's free with ads. No, it's not on Netflix either. Yeah, I saw that shit on Scram.
Yeah, that shit was badass.
I was like, I got you, ma. Damn. Yeah, but Pursuit of Happiness, that one's fucking...
What's that one about? I haven't...
The guy wants to be a broker.
Yeah, it's a Will Smith.
For Wall Street.
Oh,
With his son.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, that... Car, if you think about chasing your dreams, watch that movie like
that. Yeah. Damn, fool, one at a time, please.
No, oh, my bad.
His car gets repoed, and then some guy was like, oh, I'll just drop you guys off at home. And then he was like, that is our home. Like, we're homeless. We live in our car. And then the best part was like, oh, I thought wear a suit to my last day on the job. And then the broker was like, make sure to wear one tomorrow because it's going to be your first day.
Damn.
And he starts crying. I was like, damn.
His name is
Will Smith.
No.
Yeah, but also on the other scene when the little kid is, his son is playing basketball, and he's like, oh, I want to be a basketball player. And he gives him like some like statistics or something where like it's impossible or it's not going to work out. And then like he catches himself, you know, and he's like, oh, chase your dreams no matter what, like even if I tell you. Yeah. So, you know, he caught himself in there. And I think sometimes two parents don't know how to communicate that.
Yeah, it's really hard. That ass.
I feel like I never really had to like go through something like that. Well, I mean, I did. I forgot.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you. I feel like you could resonate, or like
everybody.
Yeah,
I'm gonna one day tell my story.
Like everyone here.
Podcast. I think that one time we have. No, I think for another one. So everyone
tells their story.
Yeah, we should like interview each other. I feel that
for the second channel,
people could get to know us.
Yeah, but just to make it like kind of quick, I remember like I've always wanted to do YouTube when I was like in middle school. And then high school,
no?
No, I was in middle school. It was 8th grade.
High school was when he actually started.
High school, I started, but I didn't post shit. And then I think I posted in college? Like right graduating high school.
Freshman year.
I decided to post. And then I remember my parents were like, how the fuck are you going to make a career off of YouTube? Like, how are you going to make money? Like, they never saw like, okay, if you want to do YouTube, go to college though. Just to play it safe. And then I was still going to college. And I told them, let me take a break. Let me do YouTube for a year. And if it doesn't work out, I'll go back. It didn't work out for a year. And right when I was going to go back, that's when I started the podcast. And then, like, I didn't go back.
It's like you made the game-winning shot.
But there's, like a long... There's, like, so much to it, too.
Damn. Yeah, I remember, like, going... I was, like, with you, like, you know... Obviously, we've always been friends, but, like, we've always had that kind of, like, that communication where, like, you know, you telling me, oh, dude, like, if it doesn't work out, like... So I feel like I could feel, like,
the word is resonate.
Yeah,
you
like,
taught us.
Yeah, because I was right there, you know. I was right there, you know, like, you know, from building the podcast and like to what it is now to what it's becoming, you know. It's pretty, it's a badass thing for, you know, Diego and YouTube channel too, like YouTuber shit.
And I feel like también having siblings could help, but at the same time not help. Because,
what do you mean?
For you guys.
Well, like setting an example type of?
Are you just saying that your sister wasn't supportive of you?
No. Yeah, but look, I had You guys only have one sibling. I have fucking three more.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Four. I have my sister and my two brothers.
Yeah, that could be a blessing, though. Some of us wish we had more.
Nah, I wouldn't be happy with one because I feel right, like...
Go on with your point.
Ellos mismos, like, they're like, nah, you keep doing it. Like, they push you to break your boundaries to where you become not, like... Before, like, my sister... Fuck, we already said it. She was like, oh, nah, like, you're big around, like, for example, the codiciados shit when I didn't go. Because she's like, oh, there's going to be a lot of potheads, borrachos, this and that. And then my brother like, dude, go, like, you're young, just live your life. Like, and then when I started YouTube, they're like, she's like, oh, why are you going to do YouTube? Like, you're just going to record yourself, do dumb shit. But then now, like, she sees, like, the joy, the fucking...
That it brings you?
Yeah, like...
The fulfillment.
Yeah, like... And then my brothers, they all watch the shit. They all like, they even buy merch and shit.
Damn.
They don't buy merch. I give them merch, but still, they're fucking supportive. Shout out to the bros, Omar, Jesse,
Pucci. Your cousins too.
Oh, yeah, my cousins. Shout out.
So your whole family is very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one time when we actually had the big reunion, like when my family first came over, they would actually tell us like, oh yeah, we would watch like, your TikToks, like you came up on your TikToks. And
I remember I went over to your house one time for I do not know what.
Oh,
and there was like 25 people inside your living room. Yeah. And you put the video of you in a dress.
Yeah.
he was very happy.
They're watching it and they're all laughing and shit. And one time I went to Mexico and my grandma was like, oh yeah, me dicen que eres famoso allá. I'm like, famoso? She's like, yeah, que estás en el YouTube y que no sé qué. Like, who told you? They're like, oh, one of your cousins. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like,
kind of feels good, huh?
Nah. Well, yeah, like.
What the fuck? What's your point? What's your point?
That even though people tell you not to chase your, like, not tell.
Then it does feel good.
That people, like, try to bring you down. There's still family members who actually.
Bring you up?
Bring you up. Like, they're actually there, supportive, like. They want you to become the person you want to be, not the person that they want you to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what people actually need, that motivation from either friends, families, cousins, tios, tias, the tios, like, they motivate you, so just pursue your dream. Tú con la cara en alto y firme, como decía la jefa.
Yep.
So just pursue your dream no matter what.
Pursue.
But yeah.
To add on to what you said about when sometimes people tell you like, oh, don't chase your dreams, this or that. I feel sometimes they say that because they did.
Or they didn't.
One way or another, didn't work out too much. But yeah, if you're...
Or they
you're,
didn't... Or that, what? Or they didn't even have the courage to do it.
Or they let the first time they feel like... Well, yeah, you
I'm
can
I'm telling you, it's because it's all perspective. You let it one time, two times, it fails. But... You know, just saying, if you're going to chase your dreams, like...
It's going to be, like, fault.
Like, you got
fault.
Unlucky that you wanted to, because this is about to be, like, the hardest, I don't know,
yeah,
thing that you try in your whole entire life.
How my mom used to say, tu cara cala en alto y firme. I was like, fuck yeah. So, remember, guys?
Those are nice words right there.
Yeah. Stay up, stay positive, chase your dreams no matter what occasion you guys are in.
Because if it comes true, it was all worth it.
Yeah.
Even trying.
No matter what. Hard times, good times, all times. Chase your dreams, cause you'll make someone proud one day.
Yep.
See, guys, it's not all jokes. We're inspirational too.
Yes, sir.
Let's make the next podcast on the second channel like inspirational shit. Yeah, I want to have someone come talk about NFTs and shit and crypto.
I heard it's a scam.
There's a lot of scams going on.
I heard that everything. Eventually it's gonna go down to zero by the end of the year.
That's because of the people who are making those NFTs. They're just trying to make quick money and
that's why.
I think what's happening is that people are taking advantage of how little the rest of us know that they are going to make. Well, they're already doing promoting. So many scams that it's just gonna people are just gonna say, oh, that's a scam, I got scammed, this and that, and they're not gonna have like confianza to go back into it. And that's just going to bring the whole market down.
Yeah.
It's going to crash, but then later on, a lot of influence technology is going to, again.
Yeah.
But I think right now it's a little bubble.
It's going to be like what happened to AMG and GameStop. Like, people are going to ride the trend.
The wave.
Yeah, and they're going to start buying and it's going to be popping for a second. The next thing you know, pass.
Because the problem is that everyone's just trying to make quick money with it.
Yeah, because the people that are into NFTs are doing it for the money. It's not because they see the technology in it.
So I would want to make our own NFT.
What do you think about the fuck?
That'd be bad.
The word the shit that the guy from Facebook's creating, the
metaverse.
Yeah, meta.
I think it's scary. I think it's scary and it's all gonna happen and we have to do it no matter what.
It's gonna be
like that when the internet came out and shit.
What about if that shit is the next Wall-E?
What?
Yeah.
You guys never seen Wall-E?
Like,
Wall-E?
Everyone's like fan, everything's on the computer. Yeah. It'd be like that.
Yeah. That's why. Like,
I was watching.
Once you connect, like, what about one day you connect, you fucking get hooked?
Like, dude, we're gonna be making podcasts like that.
Yeah.
Because I was watching the Joe Rogan and it said that. Well, I think Joe Rogan's just not into it yet, or he doesn't. He's like, he's the guy that's like, oh, why just screenshot it, now I have it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was saying, oh yeah, but
the JPEGs, right? Like how someone could just screenshot it and
yeah, that's what he was saying. And then the other guy was like, yeah, but the metaverse is different because in 20 years, 25 years, when you can't go outside because of the climate and you have to do everything inside, and if you want to go to Disneyland, you have to do it through in there.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's because also, but I mean, it's
but yeah, I think the movie Wall-E, like, I think that's gonna be.
Is it gonna happen?
Yeah, I think. Well, what you were saying about how someone could just get the, like, let's say the CryptoPunks and put it and like screenshot and see.
I screenshotted one and put it on my profile.
Yeah, so like, let's just say you screenshotted the CryptoPunk.
Yeah.
But like, people can actually check if you own it. I think it's called like the blockchain or some shit like that.
Yeah.
On like OpenSea or something. No?
Yeah. So people can actually check if you own shit. Cause you know how nowadays, like, I forgot. I think it was a podcast. Like nowadays in the real life is more fake than like the NFT shit. Like you can go in a Ferrari, take a picture and be like, oh shit, like I'm living my best life. I'm fucking rich and shit. But like in the end, when you own an NFT, like it won't be like that. People can actually check what you own.
Yeah.
But then again, like, okay, this is all perspective. Like, someone created that that website. Like, so it's just another person creating it, no? Like, what is the verification that you actually own it? Besides
the blockchain.
Oh, so like, I guess every JPEG that you, everything, every NFT that you buy,
it goes into
like the JPEG is gonna have a like little like smart contract. I think it is saying that you own it or something like that.
This is giving me a headache.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, I would want to make our own, and I think like in the future, like creators are gonna be able to do something with their NFT. Like, we can make a few NFTs, and then like sell them, and then let's just say if you have this NFT, you could watch our podcast live on the fucking metaverse.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
But that's not the same thing as like watching on YouTube.
No,
but like live
metaverse,
with the Oculus.
Metaverse is gonna be like, oh, yeah, they're here watching
like
us.
When I was fighting Mike Tyson on the Oculus,
yeah, like that. Literally, we're talking, and then they're right there too.
Yeah, like they're seeing us. Like we could literally go like this and fucking think they're.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, and it's all
and I feel like that's a trip. Like that's what the movie Wall-E.
You're gonna
about.
Hit up girls on the metaverse.
Yeah, and then I'll be
like, hey,
I'm like,
little girl.
I'm like, hey, come teleport to my house.
Hey, give me 5 minutes. Let me put on my Oculus.
And then she teleports like, she coming right here. Like little by little, everything's becoming more reliable on technology. In my opinion, like
it's
cars,
good and bad, honestly.
Cars, everything's becoming electric.
Damn, those new cars.
More on technology.
I couldn't even connect my phone.
Fucking Tesla drives itself. Like, bro, like little by little, if Tesla could drive themselves, imagine later on, cars are going to start, I mean, like trailers, like the camiones.
Yeah,
we're
not going to work anymore.
Yeah, people are going to go out of jobs.
And like shit that we already see, like we
can
order your stuff at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Automated, like technology.
And all that shit, like little by little, it's going to be growing and everything's going to take one of the cameras, I think, turned off.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think that's gonna be super crazy. We just started talking about NFTs and shit, but
yeah. This is the most diverse podcast number 40.
It's starting to turn into like something else.
No, we like, talked about Remy Valenzuela in the verga, and we talked about chasing your dreams and about
Wall-E.
NFTs and Wall-E.
I think all of that shit's so fucking crazy, like the NFT shit, like, cause I mean, from what I understand of it, is that like people buy stuff. I see like flexing, like let's just.
It's just a fact. It's just a, like Angel said, like perceived value. Like if you own a Gucci belt, like
you think you're the meta verga and shit.
And that's kind of like I feel like that's what.
So you're saying
like when you buy a Richard Mill.
So you're saying if I had a Richard Mill, you could go and check if I actually have a real Richard Mill and if it actually is mine.
No, no, no. I'm referring the NFT as a like as a
flex. Like, oh, I own this, and then they're like, no, it's
yeah.
Like,
but could, it's because I think
just say, you could have a fake one on right now, and people think it's real, but in that shit, you can't fake it.
Like, what
but
about if you take that?
How far does flexing an image go? It, well, I mean, I could kind of see how it's like a huge flex having like
it's for the rich people.
Painting. Mm-hmm. So then you would say you could kind of display that at your house, something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that,
like a Picasso or something.
Honestly, like, yeah. Oh, look how much money I have. Like, I bought this fucking JPEG, and then does anybody richer you know want to buy it off of me?
And then you know how like they're talking about like this metaverse shit. What if like you could see everyone's NFTs too, like in their fucking metaverse house?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting.
And then money's not gonna, it's like, it's gonna be something
else. But if you guys want us to talk about other topics,
I'll bring someone in from to talk about that.
Yeah, if you guys want,
that is dumbasses. So fucking crazy.
We should wrap it.
We're retarded about this shit. We don't know.
I feel like by 2030,
I'm looking into it so much because
it's gonna be a new way of making money.
Well, I think because they're saying it's like how people thought of the internet back then.
To
I think Gary Vee said it. It hasn't happened since like 19 no sé qué, where the internet came out and it was called like the web 2.0 or whatever the fuck, and people were like, oh, this shit's gonna last only 2 years. It's a fucking
scam. That's what it's called. This is web 3.0. Huh?
Yeah, like how is someone gonna be online dating? How are you gonna go buy shit online?
Like, how are you just gonna swipe and then make a connection?
Yeah, like buy it. Like if I want to buy this water bottle, like I need to see it in person. Not how the fuck is ordering something online gonna like.
All right, see,
and then people thought it was a scam. Only 2 years, and
this
then,
is like our current life. Oh my bad.
Yeah, and then like
go for it.
By
go
you for not,
I'll help you out because I'm not gonna give you. The
and then they're saying like by someone not looking into this NFT shit, it's like not joining, hopping onto the internet.
So do you think this is like our current stuff that we're going through, but in like 1990 mm-hmm. or something?
So like by not looking into NFTs.
Okay. Damn. Oh, okay. Damn.
Okay. My question. Well,
don't grab my water.
Before we start.
I
mean, by the way, guys, I think I.
No, the things might be dead, but fuck it. It's called
Ethereum.
Ethereum. They're saying that that's gonna become the next
dollar,
because you know how when you go to like Mexico, you change your money to pesos. Yeah. When you go to Canada, you change it.
You could buy stuff with Bitcoin and Ethereum.
I think cryptocurrency is going to have, it has like a real
value,
real world value or real world application where absolutely everyone
needs to hop
can
on.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. And you're going to go somewhere like, they're going to start being like a travel money, like. People, businesses, cities, countries, whatever.
They're gonna start accepting
it to like where like, oh, you could pay in Ethereum instead of changing like your
a,
money
like a universal vessels. A yeah. universal currency.
But I
because
I don't think
that's the only
countries
thing that,
whatever let that happen.
Speak. That's the only thing that's accepted worldwide. Why won't they accept that? Like,
yeah,
money could devalue like Ethereum.
That's
what
I was going to
depreciate.
Depreciate. That's the word. That's the word. So. Why won't they become that? As it's gonna help. It's gonna help because Ethereum goes up in value.
But let's. I mean,
why does
it goes up? But like, it's also dropping right now. Like,
so it's money.
Yeah, but it doesn't drop like as much as Ethereum drops.
I'm back up with real facts. I'm the teacher.
Go. Angel speak.
Yeah, how he's saying that money is going down and Ethereum is going down as well. But you're saying it's going up.
No,
you can see that on a chart every single day. People are not realizing how much inflation is taking away from their wealth right now, because there's no way where you can check, oh yeah, my dollar, I could buy, oh no, with $10 I could buy all this last year, and now I can only buy this stuff. People, there's no way to see that. And then also people don't want to see that because we can't do anything about it.
True.
So literally we thought we had money, now we don't.
Yeah.
That's gonna be like the crazy.
Didn't you buy Dogecoin?
Nah, I bought some other one that I want.
Shiba?
Yeah.
And you fucking told me to buy and I fucking lost all my money?
Makes two of us, bitch.
It's like, buy it, look. Oh, look, I'm making so much money
yeah,
right
but
now.
I think that shit's going to eventually... It could drop in value and it could go up.
Yeah, it is going up. Like, inflation is stupid crazy, but like having...
Well, I think inflation's been the highest since the 1980s.
Yeah, like
when,
before.
Well, I think this is absolutely the highest because of all the stimulus money that they did.
Oh, yeah. But dude,
I saw a video, 80% of the money in currency right now has been made in the last 2 years. So that means that means that there's the money went down 80%. So what you, and also it's not, we're not living that right now. That inflation rate right now is going to take a little bit to go into full effect. But that means if you had $100, soon you're only going to be able to buy what $20 bought you before pre-COVID.
Yeah. And
that's, I don't know. I can't think of anything more scary than that.
That's to my point where like crypto,
the currencies,
crypto could different go currencies are gonna come up, down, like eventually it's going to stay to a point where it's going to be just even.
Yeah. But I think the downside of that is too volatile. Because that's the dollar is volatile, yeah, so that's why they look, went over to Ethereum.
But look, if a dollar here is 20 pesos in Mexico,
yeah,
so why won't they want to make it the same price, you know, like one Ethereum here, one Ethereum there?
Then you're talking about very, very complex social economic stuff.
I mean, that's
beyond
our knowledge,
you know, yeah. That's what the government doesn't want. No,
that
is.
What do you mean? You can just say that. What are you talking about?
The government doesn't want what?
Like, wants like Ethereum or Bitcoin to be a thing?
No, yeah, definitely. Because
they own the dollar,
if,
you know.
If I'm going to sell my dollar because I think the Ethereum is worth more, United States lost. Well, like, yeah, exactly. You know, because their currency went down. Because
their dollar would just be.
So that's what I'm saying. It has real world value, but it has like the biggest enemy ever, the most powerful enemy, and I think they're gonna give it a run for its money, literally.
I think the biggest enemy to everything is money, the dollar bill, y'all.
Chill, Krusty Krab. No, I mean,
just
Mr.
reword
Krabs.
What you said. I think it's
Mr. Krabs showed up.
No, money's good.
We should definitely bring someone for the second channel to talk about like all this.
We should start bringing people from like real estate,
people that know,
yeah. Crypto and like.
Why you look at me when you said that, bitch?
What do you mean?
He says, no,
I was looking at the
know.
Monitor. I was looking at the monitor.
Let's wrap it up.
But thank you guys for watching. Stay tuned.
How did we just start talking about all this?
This really took a turn.
on Joe Rogan.
Music and like fucking.
By the way, guys,
from music to emotional,
we don't know shit. It's just stuff that I've heard.
We went to who's not gonna be on the Smoke Me Out tour too. Yeah, the movie Wall is gonna happen.
No, but dude, you know what? Also, like that this NFT shit is gonna be so big. So imagine like. With like Microsoft Theater, you buy tickets to the Smoke Me Out tour, and then you get like this NFT. I think this is from what I understand.
I know we're talking about, because Gary V was so passionately talking about how every sales ticket is gonna be an NFT.
Yeah,
but to counter that argument, I saw some other video which I cannot recall exactly everything, but the guy made it like make absolutely sense why that was worthless, and having it be an NFT did not add any value compared to just having a QR code. So I don't know. Gary V, I don't trust you.
If you're like educated and you're in the comment section, let us know. We want to have you on. But you got to be right.
All right. Peace out.
But yeah, thank you guys for all the support. Episode 40.
Man,
see y'all episode 41.